How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And this is This Week in Skating.
We are getting ready for the World Championships in just a few short weeks.
Today, we are joined by a team that is preparing for these World Championships.
Christina Carrera and Anthony Ponomarenko will be heading to Montreal for their second World Championships. This season, they won the bronze medal at Four Continents, the silver medal at the U.S. Championships, and in their first World Championships, they finished 10th.
Christina and Anthony were guests on the podcast just a year ago, so we are excited to have them back on This Week in Skating.
Welcome back, Christina and Anthony.
We are glad to have you back with us. We were talking before we started recording about how it was just a year ago and things were very different. You were heading into your first Worlds and now you're heading into your second World Championships. But before we kick off talking about that, let's go back to Nationals and talk a little bit about what was it like there with the crowd, and you actually won the free dance event.
Nationals was a really great week. We had been working really hard and it was nice to have our hard work pay off. The crowd was incredible. I don't think we've ever skated in front of such a big crowd at Nationals. They were so supportive, so excited. It was just like the energy was so fun. And then winning the free dance was a bonus, but we're so happy with that week.
Yeah, that event as a whole was something that I'll remember for a while. It was fantastic, from the crowd to our performances to everything, the organization. It was all fantastic. And skating that free. And well, we really came in and tried to focus on only really performing our programs. We were not results oriented in any way. We just wanted to come in and skate two programs, and we did that. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters, and we're happy with it.
Well, you've been working your way up the podium. You got a pewter medal and a bronze medal and now a silver medal. What does that feel like for you?
It's really exciting and such an honor to be second in the U.S., like such a strong skating country. But this season, we're really not focused on results, scores, or outcome. We're really just focusing on skating to the best of our ability, and we know that that's enough to get us to where we want to be. And we've learned over the past seasons that focusing on that is so much better for our skating than focusing on results. So with those skates, we would have been happy regardless of where we would have ended up. And really, we went into that week just wanting to skate our programs like we know we could, and wanted to show people how we can skate them. So like, just the moment on the ice was enough for us regardless of the medal, but the medal is a really big honor.
I think also, like, we put in so much effort and work into every day, and having the color of medal or the place on the podium get higher and higher, that's just it just shows like our hard work paying off, which feels nice. But again, like Christina said, it's all about doing two strong performances at every competition.
So the U.S. has built this strong foundation of ice dance dating back until probably the mid-2000s is when things started to really pick up for the U.S. And it's continued to grow over the last 20 years, where we always send three strong teams to the World Championships. We're now becoming, or we have become, a leader in ice dance. Going in as USA number two, do you feel any additional pressure?
I don't think any extra pressure. We're really staying in our bubble, not really looking outwards. We're focusing on the job we have to do every day, what our coaches are telling us, just staying present in the moment. So being USA number two and like having something to show isn't really on our radar right now. And I don't think it will be for Worlds. I think what's best is really that we stay focused on our task.
Well, you mentioned you've been staying focused, and your coaching team includes Madison Hubble and Adrian Diaz, as well as Scott Moyer. We're a year later. You've been training there longer now. How has working with them helped you continue to grow as a team and also stay on course?
I mean, like, Maddie is one of a kind. We've said that before, and we'll say it again. Like, she is one of the best, and the influence that she's had on our team is a lot. She's outstanding, and I don't think I can imagine training without her. And also, Adrian, Scott, they fit this bow, the bow on top. The three of them together, they're just fantastic. And even now, a year later, like, I'm more than happy where we are.
We're so happy with our coaches. Like, we've created such a, like, good team dynamic, it feels. Maddie is just, she's everything. I love her so much. She's so good. I don't think we'd be having the seasons we're having if it wasn't for them. Like, the plans they've created for us, the programs, the way we interact with each other, it all comes together really easily and works really well. So we're really happy with where we are.
Now, I wanted to ask, with Nationals being, like, on top of four continents, the schedule, you guys went from Nationals right to four continents. How was that? How did you go from, you know, wrapping up one event to going right into the next event?
I personally found it extremely draining, especially since it wasn't two Grand Prix, which is a lot of back-to-backs happen during the Grand Prix season nowadays. This was two very, very strong, very big events, and it was just draining being on top and focused for 2 weeks straight. But overall, like, we're really happy. Like, and honestly, like, the coaches did a very good job of preparing us. Our run through plan was set so that we wouldn't even peak at Nationals. We would peak at four continents, and so there was a little bit more fatigue I felt in the performances in Columbus. But overall, like, it was a fun experience, but extremely tiring and draining.
Well, we should mention that you did know ahead of time that you would be doing back-to-back events, because the U.S. did announce their team early, because the visas needed to be obtained and, you know, travel plans need to be made far enough in advance. So you did know. And as you mentioned, your coaches had to have, like usual, just figured it right into the training plan.
When we got on that 17-hour flight, it's not real.
I can imagine that, being in Columbus and then going halfway around the world. The time change. And this doesn't usually happen, because Four Continents is usually like a week or two later than it was this year. And I feel like Nationals is usually, because there was a lot of discussion on social media about it. Well, how did this happen? Is poor planning? I mean, when locations are chosen, at least for Nationals, sometimes it's 2 years in advance. There's no...
Well, it was okay. It was a good learning experience, and it's good for us to back-to-back. Those were just two long weeks. Like, we got there We got to nationals and practice Tuesday, and we finished Saturday night. And then we flew Monday morning to China, and then practiced from Wednesday and finished competing Sunday. Sunday was just a crazy day. I swear we lived like 3 days in one day. We had the competition, the gala, the banquet. Like it was never ending. But it was a really good and really fun 2 weeks. Just very draining emotionally. Physically, we were fine. Like the run-throughs were easy-ish. It was just emotionally like a lot.
But definitely a learning experience, yeah.
Yeah, because it's two high level events, as you mentioned. US Championships is determining who goes to Worlds. Four Continents is an ISU championship event. So those were high level competitions.
I was gonna ask, now, did you get some time to like come down from that after those 2 weeks? Did you get a little break? No, not at all.
We got 2 days off. Wait. Yeah, so we landed Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. and we were on the ice Thursday morning.
No time.
No rest for
So
the
no,
weary,
but we
no.
don't count.
So I asked you this question at the press conference or after the press conf. No, I think it was at the press conference.
You asked it at the press conference, definitely.
Yeah. For your freelance this year, you have chosen a piece of music to a movie that's very dark, very twisted, and not for the faint of heart. But you convey a story on the ice that I think matches the intensity of the music in the movie. And how did this program come about, and how do you get into character to go out there and perform it?
Well, actually, we had some trouble finding our freelance for this year. So I was just like, I was on YouTube and I watched Anna Shcherbakova's short to Perfume, and I was like, well, this music is so like eerie but beautiful at the same time. It had such a different vibe that other music's like, I don't find that in other music. So I started listening to the album and I really liked it. There were a few pieces that we really liked, so I sent it to Anthony, and then he was like, oh, this is cool. And then we sent it to the coaches, and they also liked it. Adrian had seen the movie, and he loved the music. I think he wanted to do a program to that himself. So he came back the next day, and they played the music on the ice, and we just did our spin to the music that we currently do our spin to. And everyone was like, oh, this is actually like cool. This might work. But Adrian was like, you guys need to watch the movie to really know if this is what you want to do. Before we embark on this journey, you need to know what you're signing up for. So I watched it. It took me 3 days to watch it because it's just I live alone. Like, it was a lot.
It is a lot there. It is not for the faint of heart. If you don't like scary movies,
Oh.
do not watch this because it's not that it's like a slasher movie. Like, this isn't Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street or Scream. It's a subtle, intense film.
Yes, it makes you really uncomfortable.
Yes.
And I remember there's one scene where it's this girl with her little white dog, and I have a little white dog, and she's she's walking through the alley and she gets taken, and that's when I was like, that's it. That's enough for tonight. We're done. We're coming back tomorrow for the rest.
How do people feel about getting Bick Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
So yeah, whenever it hit too close to home, I just turned it off and put on something else. Anthony hasn't watched it yet, though.
It's interesting that you haven't watched it yet. I think
No, I haven't, no.
you're able to really give it the intensity, like in your expression and in your body when you're telling the story, you're able to capture that. Did you invent your own story to go with this instead?
So, like, even like, so the coaches didn't fully say 100% we want to skate to this. There were still multiple options on the table. And a choreographer, Sam Chouinard from Montreal, came into town. And we decided to play around off the ice and make like a little short movie, just exploring the story, the possibilities. And we ended up coming up with one that was like along the lines of the five senses. And the short movie, it was awesome. It was some of the most fun I've had in the studio. We played that movie for the coaches, and I think that was the pushing factor into choosing this free dance. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I was going to say, actually, I think, Daphne, now you need to talk to Adrian. Since Adrian saw the movie, I think at Worlds you need to have a conversation with Adrian about the movie.
Yeah,
and
I should.
Maybe Adrian can be on your Scary Movie podcast.
I think you should. Like, he's the one who was like, Anthony, you need, like, this is the vibe. Like, this is how you do it. He's like, he's so passionate about it. Like, you should talk to him.
I will. I definitely will. I love that he's giving Anthony pointers about it. When I saw the program in person, I think watching it on video or on the streaming is one thing, but seeing the program in person, you can really feel the intensity in the performance. And I think having seen the movie, it really comes across quite strongly in that, you know, and again, it's a movie that's not very easy to translate.
Okay, so since we talked about the free dance, I'm going to ask about the rhythm dance. And since you have pretty much one competition left, what did you guys think of the 80s for the rhythm dance this year?
I think it's fun. It's like the music selection is really good for everyone. Like, I think it's for the audience to hear and to watch. The style of movement's different from what we've done. I think it's a really good year, and I like what they did with it. It's been really, really fun.
Yeah, overall a great success.
How did you come to choose music from Stevie Nicks for your rhythm dance? Because that, I haven't heard that much out there this season. I think you're one of the few teams that chose it, and the two pieces work really well together. So how'd you come to that decision?
Sam again brought us this piece. He brought us like a whole playlist. We had a few ideas, but we wanted to see what he felt inspired by, and that was one of the pieces on the playlist. And he had a really different way of moving to it, and the combos he made were really cool. We really liked them, and it was very different from what we were used to. So we thought that could be a good direction for us that would push us a little bit in the intensity. And we just thought it would be like, we really liked the music and we thought it would be cool to do and different. So that's kind of how we came about choosing it.
And then like, it comes back to that 1 week with Sam, which is so special. Both programs are heavily influenced by him, and it was an honor to work with him this year. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we wouldn't have the programs we have actually if it wasn't for that 1 week with Sam.
Did you guys go to Montreal to work with Sam?
No, he came here.
Now, have you guys heard what the rhythm is going to be for next season?
There's been a bunch of little rumors around. I'm not sure which one they're settling on. But...
Well, like we don't know for certain. There's still some things they need to smooth out, but what I can say, I think for sure the direction they're going is before the 2000s. We don't know exactly what they want to do yet. I think that's all until the world all waiting until the world meeting.
Wonderful.
So it's still up in the air.
I'm starting to feel like I might get that Nirvana rhythm dance that I want.
but you've been liking the 80s, Daphne. I mean, this is your...
I did not at first like the idea of the 80s. I had a very hard time coming to the table on it because I wasn't sure what they were going to do with it. And I didn't want it to be too... I mean, the 80s was a time that was over the top and campy. Like, it was bright and beautiful and crazy, and the music was awesome. But I didn't know how it was going to translate in Ice Dance, like how it was going to be brought to life. And I'm happy with how it has turned out. I know that there are differing opinions on it, but as far as I'm concerned, I think it's been a success. And I'd really like to see them try it with a different decade. I think it would be fun. There's a lot of great music out there that didn't get tapped for this time around, so I wouldn't be surprised for the 80s to come back in a couple of years, maybe.
Yeah, there's so much to choose from.
Yeah, I'm already building a playlist. I have one already, but I'm building another one. I'm digging deep into the archives because I've got quite a few. Yeah, and I'll always remember one and throw it on there. And yeah. So thinking of Montreal Worlds, Christina, you are from Montreal. What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, it's nice because a lot of my family can come and watch. The Bell Center, like, is so cool that we get to skate in that. Like, I saw a hockey game. I saw Stars on Ice there. I would go see Disney on Ice. Like, I've watched so many things in that arena, and like, getting to skate in it is going to be really cool, and I'm really excited about that. We also train there part-time. Like, it's just, I'm very happy that we get to be a part of the Montreal Worlds.
Fans are coming from all over to go to this city, which I've been lucky enough to have been to Montreal a couple of times. What are some really special things about Montreal that people may not know?
Well, it's a really beautiful city. Everything is, like, there's a lot to do. The food is, like, really good. I don't know, but there's a lot to see. There's a lot to do. And, yeah, the food's incredible.
The culture as well. Like, you can walk into any cafe, any restaurant, any establishment, any business, and spark up a conversation and have the best time. It doesn't matter what part of town you're in. It is just incredible, the amount of culture and the amount of people. It is a really, really special place.
Are there, like, good restaurants right around the Bell Center? I know fans are going to want to know that.
Probably. I'm geographically challenged. I don't know where things are. Anthony's usually the one that, like, gets me places. But any place in Montreal is good. You can't really go wrong.
Yeah, and the metro is right around there. So many stops, and you can take it to different neighborhoods, and all of them have something unique about them. So it's a city that you have to explore, and you have to kind of just dive in to really get the full experience.
I was just thinking, you know, what fans are always wanting to know is, where can they eat around the arena?
There is a new Facebook page that popped up today that Hugo Chouinard shared that is all about Montreal, all about the area, specifically with the World Championships in mind. So we'll be sure to link that in the show notes for anyone who's interested in learning more about the location and what there is to offer. It's not just food, it's just other things to do, which is great.
Oh, that's good to know.
I mean, Gina will be at the rink all the time, but
I know, but I do have family that is coming with me who might not want to be at skating all weekend. So yeah, so I'll definitely have to check that out.
I definitely recommend the Biodome. Zach Laga took me to that, and there are four different habitats with a bunch of animals, and they have capybaras.
You need to go see the capybaras.
Oh,
Daphne, I think we need to go.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go because it involves animals, so I'm in.
I think I the free animals. Dance starts in the afternoon on morning. One of the days. We can make it in the morning.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a plan, Gina. I always try. I didn't always used to be able to, you know, it wasn't always possible. But now when I go to a competition, wherever it is, I try to go to at least one culturally interesting place or just something in the location that is fun to do versus being in the rink all the time, because I feel like we spend so much time there. It just would be nice to see something that is, you know, local to the area. I didn't get to do that so much in Columbus, but...
Well, it rained in Columbus. It rained. So it was a little...
the weather was so bad.
No.
We didn't see the sun for 2 weeks. I swear. China was the exact same. It was just cloudy and rainy. And when we landed back in Detroit on Tuesday morning, it was sunny. Our eyes were hurting.
So nice.
So we are just a couple weeks away from Worlds. So how is training going for the competition?
Really good. It's starting to ramp up. So it's about to get more difficult. We've tweaked what we wanted to tweak. So now we're starting to drill parts. Started run throughs today. So we're just ramping it up, and then it's in a month. So in the month we'll be ready.
Yeah. Cause I just looked at the date. I leave on, you know, March 19th. So we're a month away.
Yeah, we started our competition season end of July, so we're looking forward to finally ending this one.
The season has gone very quick, I think, in some ways. And then in other ways, I feel like, okay, it's time to bookend the season and move on. Thank you so much, Christine and Anthony. We are so happy that you were able to join us on this episode, and wish you the best of luck. We will see you in Montreal in just a few weeks. Gina, can you let folks know where they can find us?
Well, you can find us at our website. It's thisweekinskating.com, on social media, including the site formerly known as Twitter, at @thiswkinskating, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. It's This Week in Skating. We love your feedback or your questions. You can reach out to us on social media or email us at thisweekinskating@gmail.com.
And if you're a fan of our episodes, be sure to join our Patreon community over at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. This brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have a nice week.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.